runs like an A-train. I don't know of a lot of current projects that are performing in exactly our setup with, you know, a vocalist, acoustic guitar, and, you know, this awesome vintage piano sound. I think it's kind of a unique arrangement in that way. The piano instruments are kind of the lead instrument. You know, we don't have a lead electric guitar in the band or anything like that.
With Beverly's music, I've you know, listened pretty closely to the lyrics, and, you know, I've had a lot of sort of, like, aha moments where I'm like, wow, that's really cool, just kind of like the imagery, and I really sort of applaud her for that.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, because it's always stood out to me. Gonna put down my roots in a town surrounded by hills of blue and stop writing songs about.
I feel like my songwriting, you know, is pretty earnest and pretty heartfelt. It's not very standoffish. It's not incredibly abstract. You know, I try to say things that are really authentic to me, and I try to hopefully say them in a new way, but I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to write songs that you have to listen to 12 times before you know what they're about. So I think that our instrumentation kind of fits the songwriting, and I hope that that is appreciated by the people who hear the record. To see anything new, but that black walnut tree will know just what I'm